The discussion is about to end and doesn't end up very well. The discussion between Pharaoh and Aaron and Moses. Exodus 3, 5 verse 5 says, then Pharaoh said, look, the people of the land are now numerous and you are stopping them from working. That same day Pharaoh gave this order to the slave drivers and overseers in charge of the people. You are no longer to supply the people with straw for making bricks. Let them go and gather their own straw, but require them to make the same number of bricks as before. Don't reduce the quota. They are lazy. That's why they are crying out, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Make the work harder for the people, so that they keep working and pay no attention to lies. Must agree that Pharaoh is being a good leader. He doesn't believe in that God. This talk is a talk about labor. That's the way he says it. To go for a week away from work, how much labor? 1 million people times 12 hours times 7 days, it's going to be a loss of a lot of work. So to be fair, Pharaoh sees, this is economic sabotage and I had better deal with it that way. So I'm going to make these people suffer. He also addresses Aaron and Moses. I'm clear. Don't talk about this God of yours. I'm clear. Your strategy is a strategy of taking away labor. And these are many people. They are numerous. If you took them out, can you see the loss of labor? Look, the people of the land are numerous and you are stopping them from working. He sees it with the bottom line.